Please welcome to Inside Jail West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. Patrick, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Hoppy. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. I noticed you were not on stage with Al Gore and other attorneys general last week. I say that in jest.
That must have been a big shock to you, Hoppy.
Yeah, I was shocked that you were not shocked, I tell you. But what do you make of this? I mean, you've been an active attorney general, but you have a case there where several attorneys general, I don't think as many as the New York attorney general would have liked, but are calling for investigations into companies doing, particularly ExxonMobil, doing research about climate change. What's your reaction to that?
Well, look, I was deeply disappointed. As I said after the press conference, you cannot simply try to bully job producers into compliance. I think what's happening here is that after the states were stung by the loss at the Supreme Court, that they're looking at additional measures in order to advance their policy ideas. But that's not what it's about to be the Attorney General. You cannot use the power of the Office of Attorney General to silence your critics. And I think it's just critical that we continue to have this robust flow of information back and forth on both sides. That's the beauty of America. Different ideas are supposed to take root in our country, and then you have a good old-fashioned debate. But you can't then take it to the next level and say, well, then we're going to investigate people if they don't comply. Now, I want to be clear, Hoppy. I don't have specific information in terms of what they may or may not be looking at. So it's always difficult to know all the details or to say this is right, this is wrong. But whenever you get a large group of people together and a number of people are just joining at the last minute and they're confirming their interest in the topic, you start to wonder about the purpose.
You do indeed. However, your office investigates fraud, and I think if Mr. Schneiderman were here, he would say, well, that's what we're investigating, is the possibility of fraud here, because certainly if you had an entity that was putting forth false information on a consistent basis, now you are getting into the area of fraud. And I, that's not my view, but I think if Schneiderman were here, that would be the argument that he would be making. Allegations of fraud, cover-up, misleading the public, which are serious matters.
Well, there's no doubt. And as I mentioned, I can't speak to what a specific attorney general may have in terms of information they're relying on to pursue an investigation, and I want to be clear about that.
Right.
That happens in our office all the time. Frequently, Hoppy, you've seen it, where we have to be quiet for a period of time, and then 3 or 6 months later, we announce something. So that's certainly fair. But I will say this. This issue is really all circled around to the Clean Power Plan. And after the stinging loss at the Supreme Court, I think you're seeing a lot more aggressive activity focusing on this. Now, to be fair, some of this was happening earlier in the context of an investigation in New York, and I don't speak to that investigation. But I think that the reason why you're starting to see some of this rhetoric is because there is a broader sense from Al Gore and from other liberal politicians that they want to eliminate fossil fuels. And that should not be driving anything. I don't speak to whether it does in this case, but it should not be driving any investigation.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is with us. Speaking of the Clean Power Plan, we know the latest was that the U.S. Supreme Court a few weeks back put a hold on implementation of the Clean Power Plan, which would limit carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants. It was a huge decision. But at the same time, since then, Justice Scalia has died, and now we look at probably a 4-4 vote on that. So what is the way forward on that now?
Well, first of all, I would emphasize that I would much rather be in our legal position than the opposition for a number of reasons. One, because I think that our legal arguments are correct. It obviously took getting up to the U.S. Supreme Court to prevail on the stay. But we believe that our arguments could still have cross appeal to other individuals who didn't even vote for a stay. And while I'm not going to put odds on that, I do think that when you look at the standard for a stay and the fact that we could show not only that there was irreparable harm, but likelihood of success on the merits, as we get deeper into these legal arguments, I think there's an opportunity to appeal to a broader array of justices. So that's the first point. The second is part of the reason why it's advantageous to be in our position, is that the next president can certainly withdraw the regulation. And while it's difficult to predict what's going to happen with presidential politics right now, electing the next president is probably a toss-up in terms of the total numbers. We know that Hillary Clinton is very likely to be the nominee on the Democratic side. We don't yet know our nominee on the Republican side, although I believe that most of the major Republican presidential nominees have indicated they would withdraw the underlying regulation. If you withdraw the regulation, then it's all done, and it doesn't matter what happened, and then the last meaningful legal action that would have occurred would have been our victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. So I recognize the difficulty, and Justice Scalia was a icon, and it's a huge loss for the country and for West Virginia, but we're going to keep pressing forward because I still think our position is correct, and we also still have more outs, if you will, than they do.
When are the arguments going to be, Patrick, before the U.S. District Court?
So we're going to be at the D.C. Circuit Court.
D.C. Circuit Court. I'm sorry, D.C. Circuit Court.
Yep, June 2nd and potentially June 3rd. So we're in the process right now of submitting a reply to the states that had weighed in on the other side. And then my guess is that we'll hear something back later this summer or early fall. Hoppy, the other point I'd like to bring to your attention and to the listeners' attention is that there's a separate lawsuit that we filed, and you know we've been leading these coalitions. That's related to the new source performance standards. Why do I mention that? Because if we could prevail in either the existing source rule or the new source rule, we defeat the Clean Power Plan. Because one of the ways that you have to have a existing rule is you have to actually have a viable rule for these new plants. If we win in either one, then the rule goes away. That's a big deal, and people aren't focusing on that, but we want to make sure we pursue every single option to defeat this unprecedented, unlawful, and ill-advised proposal.
Patrick Morrissey, West Virginia Attorney General. Patrick, thank you for coming on Inside Jail.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, we appreciate it. When we come back...